Marissa Moss is not on TikTok, but over the past week, Moss, who is a country music journalist, says friends have been sending her TikToks that use this song.
The song's called Not Ready to Make Nice. It's by the Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks.
The song is actually being used to soundtrack TikTok videos in support of President Trump and kind of rebellion against Kamala Harris. And it's being used as a conservative rallying cry.
Which, Moss says, is kind of ironic, since the Chicks wrote this as their protest song after being banned from country radio in the early 2000s. Why? Because they criticized then-President George W. Bush's decision to invade Iraq.
They were the subject of death threats. There were, you know, organized parties where people burned their records and rolled over them with tractors.
In an interview with NPR in 2020, the Chicks' lead singer, Natalie Maines, remembered that time.
You know, we were not the only people saying things. There was loads of people saying things. I think because we were in country music, we weren't supposed to be liberal, honestly. Apparently, that wasn't allowed.
The Chicks released Not Ready to Make Nice in 2006. Ma says the message was clear.
They just said, you know what, we're not ready to make nice. We're not apologizing. We're standing our ground. And it was such a pivotal moment for country music, for music in general, for so many reasons, because they were able to make this song about defiance and still be successful.
Now, in 2024, women who support Donald Trump, Moss says, are co-opting this song as their protest song against Kamala Harris.
They're kind of using this, okay, we're not ready to make nice. We're not going to support a woman just because she's a woman. We're going to support Donald Trump at all costs.
On TikTok, liberals are mocking conservatives for using the song, asking, do you know what these lyrics mean? But TikTokers like Breonna Miller, a Trump supporter, posted a video saying she doesn't care.
You know what I find ironic is the same party that's telling me that I'm not allowed to use the song because of what it stands for is the same party that tried to cancel the Dixie Chicks because they had the word Dixie in it. Anyways.
Marissa Moss says this battle over who this song is for proves that the stereotype, the country, is just for conservatives. Well, it's just not true.